issues.
And there is a within the negotiation rooms, we have a whole bench for the civil society, which is missing throughout. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, we since 1992, we need to know how the world geopolitics of these international negotiations is moving. It has been keeping away the civil society, the non-state actors. Then there was some attempt at opening up, even up to towards Rio plus 20. We thinking that is this opening up, but in practice we are shocked. We are shocked that after Rio plus 20, the meeting that took place in Rio of recent, here the civil society has been. Many people have been refused visas to come here. You see, it's kind of sad thing. We don't know, and we demand explanations from the UNFCCC Secretariat. Is it a deliberate attempt to keep off African civil societies in particular and in general other African other civil society so that they will go ahead with some scheme? This, we need an explanation from the executive secretary of the UNFCCC, and this we are talking with other like-minded organizations to give a formal complaint, because this is very, very unfair. The civil society, these things cannot move without the civil society, that we know. It cannot move without the civil society. So why are they keeping us out? People, our colleagues from the other, from Friends of the Earth, were just kicked out a couple of days ago because they were in solidarity with the Philippines. And all those things, we don't want to hear these stories in this century, in this age. I think Principle 10 of the Rio Declaration is very clear. Decision-making that is taken without the consent of citizens is bound to fail. So we have to do these things. We have to put these things into practice. This is one of the real principles that has to be followed.
So how are you going to close that gap now that we already have the deficit of the civil society representatives?
Well, that is just adding, you know, that is also a challenge. We are facing a challenge, but that challenge can turn into a push for us to add the zeal of those, the few that are here to work hard and not sleep. That is what we want to be doing, and we've been doing it. And I just want to congratulate those guys that are here, ladies and guys that are here, that have been working, closing late and in this cold, but we don't mind. We want to make sure that our voice is heard. And we want to thank the media, especially the African media, because you are here now telling our story. It never used to be this way before. So we are happy, and we just want you guys